Morning, church.
Good morning.
It's a wonderful time to be in the house of the Lord today. Beautiful weather, sun shining. It's just good. I'm going to be reading out of a couple different passages of Scripture this morning. I wasn't very good about giving Donna and Mary my exact Scriptures this week because, you know, sometimes I'm just not real sure until last minute. So we'll be reading out of the book of John, chapter 14. Starting with verse 15. Dave, I'll let you get to verse 15. The Lord had it on my heart this week to talk about the Holy Spirit. The title of my sermon is Help Us Here. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Starting with verse 15. If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you before long. The world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to those and not to the world? Jesus replied, Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all these things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give as you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I'm going away and I'm coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I'm going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. Let us pray. Our kind Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, just thanking you and glorifying your name. I pray that you'll give us the understanding and the knowledge of your word, Lord. And I invite the Holy Spirit into this service today, Jesus. And I just glorify your name and I ask these things in my precious name. Amen. As we're in the Christmas season, we often as Christians, and I would say a lot of non-believers, when you mention the birth of Jesus Christ, even non-believers knows that revolves around Christmas. You can ask about any non-believer and they will agree with you. Christ was the ultimate gift to a lost world that gives us hope to eternity someday when God is done with us upon this earth. By giving His Son to be born and die for our sins, a gift of salvation, the main gift of salvation. But along with that gift of salvation comes the Holy Spirit. The gift of salvation gives us a home in heaven through eternity. The gift of salvation gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit that will guide and direct us throughout our life. We need to walk with the Lord hand in hand because salvation and the Holy Spirit goes hand in hand. I can remember the day that I gave my heart to the Lord. And I can remember when the Holy Spirit hit me when I asked the Lord to come into my heart. When I repented of my sins, the Holy Spirit fell on me. It wasn't 3 or 4 days later. It was the moment that I asked the Lord to come into my heart. I felt it. I felt it. I felt like I was walking on a cloud. I felt like I could run and just praise the Lord because the Holy Spirit settled on me. The minute I gave my heart to the Lord, the Holy Spirit changed my life. He made me a new person. He made me a new creature. The things that I used to love, I didn't love anymore because of the Holy Spirit and the gift of salvation. Gave me that power to be able to live for Him and to be able to guide Him. And that's what I offer you guys today. You can have the same gift of salvation and the gift of that Holy Spirit. Amen? Christ was here on earth. He was the Holy Spirit and the guide to the disciples. But as He promised the disciples, when He returns to the Father, He will send an advocate to us, the Holy Spirit. Let's read 15 again. It says, Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commands." He said that to His disciples, "If you love me, keep my commands." He is saying, giving us the same message. See, the Holy Spirit hasn't changed any. The same Holy Spirit was back then with the disciples as it is today. God is asking us the same question. Jesus is giving us the same command. If you love me, excuse me, keep my commands. In verse 16, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you to be with you forever." The advocate is the Holy Spirit. He promised us a helper to help us walk and to live the life of a Christian is the Holy Spirit. In verse 17, He says, "The Spirit of truth, the world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you." He will be with you and lives in you. Like I said, I remember the day, and I hope you guys do too, remember the moment I gave my heart to the Lord, the Holy Spirit came into my life. The Holy Spirit has become my guide for life. In verse 26, it says, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you." How many of us will get ready to say something to somebody or do something to somebody? We may get our dander up a little bit. All of us are human beings, and every one of us has got a little, I don't want to say anger, but all of us has a little temper once in a while. I don't care who you say you are or what you do, all of us can get riled up once in a while. But I want to tell you something. I thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit, I've got the Holy Spirit living within me. Because the first time Aaron Westfall gets ready to say something to somebody, the Holy Spirit will smack me on the head and grab me by the tongue and say, "Shut up. Am I the only one?" Or if I'm getting ready to do something, the Holy Spirit will say, "Aaron Westfall, stop." He is our advocate. He is our guide. He says here in verse 26, here in 26, He told us, He said, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you, everybody getting that? Remind you everything I have said to you." He's reminding us what we read in our Bible. He reminds us when we're getting ready to get silly, right, Jimmy? He reminds us, stop. I'm looking at Jimmy. Just stop. Don't say that. Don't do that. Jimmy knows I love him. But it says right here, He's going to send us the Holy Spirit to remind us not to do that. Not to do that. In verse 23, we love to obey. We love and obey Jesus by depending on His power to enable us to do what He calls us to do. See, now I want to tell you something. Every one of us has been called to do something. But every one of us hasn't been called to preach. Every one of us hasn't been called to teach. Every one of us hasn't been called to sing or play a musical instrument for the kingdom. But every one of us has been called to do something. You may be called to run the vacuum cleaner to keep the church clean. You may be called to mow the grass in the summertime to keep the church looking pretty. You may be called to be that maintenance guy. You may be called to be on that prayer chain. Everybody has been called, though, to do something. Everybody, if you're a Christian, has been called to be a disciple for Jesus Christ. Brooks and Dave have been called to be Gideons. They have been called to do something. Dave has been called to run the sound. You guys with me? Everybody has been called. Everybody's been called, so we've got to follow our calling. Verse 26, Jesus mentions all three persons of the Godhead here. The Father Himself, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the three persons of the Trinity are equal and divine, and they share the same attributes. Yet understand, we do not worship three gods. There is only one God who is expressed in three persons. In Deuteronomy 6 and 4 tells us that. The Holy Spirit brings to mind Jesus' words because of one of the same. If you want to turn with me, I'm going to flip over to 1 Corinthians. Dave, I don't know if you can get it there or not. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. And I'll be starting with verse 10. Tell me when you're there. If not, I'll just go ahead and read. That's okay, Dave. I got you. These are the things God has revealed to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God, for who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them. In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world. You guys hear me now? We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but consider them foolishness, and cannot understand they are discerned by the Spirit. I got a good example for that. About 4 years ago, the Lord put it on my heart to build a chapel at the prison. It was just as plain as I'm sitting here looking at you beautiful folks today. That's how clear it was to me. I was standing in the atrium, and the Lord put it on my heart, build this chapel right here. Roger, I'll never forget that. He said, build that chapel right here. I had a maintenance guy with me at the time. We just stand there. He said, and the Lord put it on my heart, build this chapel right here. The Lord even put it on my heart, Jimmy, what corner to start the measuring from. I know you guys think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit put it on my heart and the Lord spoke to me that clear. Well, for the next year or so, all my staff would say, they wouldn't say it to my face, but they'd go around, well, all he's worried about is that done chapel. Oh, he's worried about that dumb chapel, getting that thing built. I'm going to tell you something. I know what rehabilitation is. I know what rehabilitation takes. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse that body and give you a new spirit and give you a new mind. And you become a new person. I know what it takes. That's why we built the chapel. But it talks here in the Bible that people that are non-believers will think you're foolish, think you're crazy. That's okay. Call me crazy. We built the chapel. And there's been men come through that chapel, just not the chapel, but men's come through that place and has been saved. And has went out here and made them his new men. They reunited with their families. They gave up the dope. They gave up the alcohol. They gave up that life. Because we was crazy. Us Christians are fanatics. Crazy. That's all right. Call me a fanatic. I do care. They probably think we're crazy when we're walking down Market Street and we're passing out New Testaments to those folks on the street. 1,300 Bibles at the Christmas parade, Brooksy reported. People praying to them, crazy people. It's okay, call me crazy. But our job is to be disciples. Our job is to be disciples. Regardless of how we are, we're disciples. Call me crazy. The Holy Spirit's our guide. I've recently lost, I'm going to tell you a little story. I got to admit, I've recently lost some hearing. I have. I thought it was selective hearing because my wife would say something and it was like, eh. But if my grandbaby say something, I was, what did you say, honey? So my wife was blaming me for selective hearing. So reluctantly, I agreed to get my hearing checked. Well, needless to say, I'm about half deaf in my right ear and I can't hear out of the other one, according to the doctor. I'm saying this to say where I'm going with this. So, Darla, when I'm talking to you, if you're walking by me and you say something to me, there's going to be a good chance I have no idea what you said. But if I'm focused on you, I'll be able to hear you. Guys, that's how we got to be at the Holy Spirit. If we are half-hearted listening for the Holy Spirit, we're not going to hear Him. We're not going to get those blessings that He has provided us. And if we're not listening, we're going to miss them. So we've got to stay focused. And how do we stay focused? We stay focused by staying in the Word of God. He talks to us through the Bible. Staying focused not to miss the Holy Spirit is praying. Staying focused on the Holy Spirit not to miss it is meditating to God. Staying focused not to miss the Holy Spirit is worship. Thanking the Lord. How many of you has got up this morning and told Jesus you loved Him? How many of you told Jesus you loved Him? Here's some crickets. We have got to tell Jesus we love Him. I love Him. I love our King. I know what He has brought me through and where He's taken me. I love my King. So we've got to make sure that we listen, that we stay focused. Don't let our hearing, we can't say, well, I can't hear. Yes, we can hear. We've got to stay focused on what God is trying to give us. There are so many blessings that God has got us for us, but how many blessings do we miss? How many messages do we miss? Because we're not focused. We get caught up in the worldly things. We get caught up in our cell phones. We're too worried about doing this or whatever it is. And we miss. And we miss it. But stay focused. Stay focused. I got a story about, you guys know that I'm retiring. I've got actually 2 days left and I'm retired from the state of West Virginia as the warden of Parkersburg Correctional Center. I was eligible to retire a year ago. My age and my time, I was able to go. But I kept praying. I said, Lord, when you're done with me at Parkersburg Correctional Center, please let me know. And I stayed. I stayed that other year. Nothing changed in my spirit about retiring. Nothing. But that was my prayer. Well, about a month ago, Karen, it was just as plain could be. I was sitting at work, and we was going through some turbulent times. I mean, you know, I work in a prison, so you're going to have those times. God put it on my heart, Aaron, it's time to retire. It was that plain. It was that plain, Jimmy. I went home, hadn't said a word to my wife. She knew a little bit what was going through, but she looked at me and said, Aaron, you're ready to retire. That was confirmation to me That it was the Holy Spirit that was speaking to me and giving me the word. Okay, it's time for chapter 2. So we went to the retirement board, signed my papers. I've got 2 days to go, and I'm ready for chapter 2 in my life. But I was listening for the Holy Spirit. I stayed in contact with the Holy Spirit every day of my life. Not asking Him, hey, when can I retire? But it's that contact. By staying in the Bible, by praying. I start my day every day. I start my morning every day. First of all, my feet hit the floor. I thank the Lord for giving me another night. I go feed my cattle. I come back and open my Bible, and I spend at least 30 or 40 minutes in my Bible before I go to work every morning. Every morning. That means that important to me. I want that intimate relationship with my Savior, with my King. Because when I stand before Him one day and all you guys are the same, He's going to ask you, why didn't you do this? Or why didn't you do that? Why didn't you take time? Why didn't you take time to read your Bible? Why didn't you take time to open your ears? And He might say, you've missed out on hundreds of blessings because you didn't listen to me. You was too busy to hear the Holy Spirit. We can't be that. Let's not be that. Stay in your Bible. Stay in it. The Holy Spirit's guided me through my whole life, and He can guide you. Guide you through your whole life on decisions you've got to make. He will give you guidance on things not to say. He will give you guidance on protection. The Holy Spirit protects us as much as He gives us as far as guidance. He protects us. He protects us. Our angels protect us. In Psalms 91, verse 11, it says, He sends these angels concerning us to protect us. God does that. But He has the Holy Spirit living within us to protect us and guide us. You can have that same gift today, guys. If you're not sure about salvation, if you're not sure, hey, I'm not real sure if I've really accepted Christ as my Savior, today's the day. Regardless of the beautiful houses we have, the beautiful vehicles that we may have, whatever we may have, nothing can beat the gift of salvation. Nothing can beat that gift. Because, you know, in Timothy, it tells us we're not taking nothing with us. Read the book of Timothy. I believe it's 1 Timothy. It says you ain't taking nothing with you. When the Lord's done with you up on this earth, you are going to leave this earth with nothing. But I pray today that you leave this earth with the Holy Spirit and the gift of salvation. We're talking about eternity. We're talking about eternity. Let us pray. Our kind Heavenly Father, we come before You, Jesus, to ask You if there's anybody here that needs that gift, the free gift. It doesn't cost us a dime, Lord. I just pray that they would step out and come up and we can pray with them, Lord. It's as easy as asking the forgiveness of your sins, Lord. Just ask for forgiveness. Repent and ask You to come into their lives, Jesus, and for them to live for You. And I just praise Your holy name and I glorify You, Lord. And we know that this Christmas time that there might be people that's struggling a little bit with their depression or whatever it may be, but Lord, You're the great physician. Be with them, Jesus, and be with those who need You. And I just glorify Your name and I praise Your holy name. And amen.